You know, Like a Man, to me, and I'm a fan of your father's as well, but it sounds like that vintage Leonard Cohen. It's romantic yet melancholy. It's a little disheveled, and it sounds so natural coming from you, but you resisted filling those boots for so long. Why the departure now from your earlier career? Why are you embracing this sound now?
I just think it was high time. I never had the courage or the maturity or the impetus. The circumstances finally allowed it and aligned.
And what were those circumstances?
Disillusionment with my own career, the many opportunities that I got and somewhat squandered. The birth of my son, becoming a father, and feeling connected to the tradition I was brought up in, both its past and its future.
You know, when you're the child of an icon, I think we see this a lot in family dynasties and artistic dynasties. Those comparisons, they are inevitable.
I think a lot of people always were looking for similarities, certainly didn't see enough for their own liking. But I was busy chasing commercial targets and being rather successful at getting major institutions from publishers to management to record labels investing heavily in me, doing what I was choosing to do. And I considered that validation.
So let's talk about the sound of the record. It has that lovely, intimate, conspiratorial feel to it. You worked with Patrick Leonard, was the producer. What was that experience like?
Well, where I had always experienced tyranny and anxiety and anguish and spent too much time and too much money recording, this process was the polar opposite. It was quick, painless, joyous, and satisfying. Well, he gave me strict rules. You know, the rules were I had three takes of song.
Wow.
I couldn't get the song in three takes, so we had to move on. It all had to be captured essentially pretty much live. And the aesthetic goal was so clear. You know, we wanted to make a record that sounded like it was made in another era. And to do that, you know, we had to abandon all artifice and just go for the performances. And so there's a kind of porous vulnerability to the whole record that was new to me and that revealed exactly where I was at.
Besides, obviously, your father, Leonard, who were some of your other main musical influences? Who did you listen to growing up and who really imprinted on you?
Bob Marley. I loved Prince. I loved Marvin Gaye. But, you know, I also had a whole bunch of what I suppose are guilty pleasures, and that's every rap act that came out.
Oh, such as?
Oh, I loved LL Cool J when his first record came out.
You don't have to feel guilty about LL Cool J, Adam Cohen.
Okay. You know, if I was to pick the most embarrassing things that I loved, let's see. I loved Bobby Brown. I loved Chaka Khan. I loved Sade. I was a kid who listened to radio, so it all went into the think tank.
True, yeah. All right, well, thanks so much for your time today, Adam, and looking forward to seeing
well,
you here in Louisville.
For your time and your questions, you know, I know I can't spread the word without you.